Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. A Council of Governments, also known as a COG, is an association of local governments, usually across several counties, that works toward facilitating intergovernmental land use and transportation planning, community development, mapping, and more, including economic development, which happens to be our next guest's focus. Randy Pellicero is the Senior Lending Officer at the Catawba Regional Council of Governments. His office is in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Randy, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
Give us an overview of the Catawba COG.
Absolutely. Well, we're one of 10 COGs in the state. And originally, it was four county focus, doing economic development loans for me, as you mentioned. That's my focus, dealing with the SBA 504 program, the Economic Development Administration's Revolving Loan Fund, the USDA's IRP program, and then we have a brownfield program, which is for contaminated properties. And over the last few years, we've taken on more territory in working with the EDA. Our SBA program has always been statewide, so we work with our main customers, who are the banks in all the cities and counties across the state, and ultimately down to the small businesses. And then we have some programs that are more county specific. That's that revolving loan fund that I mentioned. And as we've acquired management of more RLFs across the state through other councils of government that may have gotten out of the economic development lending business, that's how we branched across the whole state. So we talk about Rock Hill, and we're headquartered in Rock Hill, but we promote economic development and job growth and job retention across the entire state.
I did not realize that COGS did lending, business lending. So tell me a little bit more about that. What are the types of businesses that come to you or that you're looking for? What kind of economic development situation?
Yes. Well, we're basically looking to help small businesses grow. And we go by the SBA's definition. So it's a measurement of net worth, profit, as well as business size. So it's really your small business to your mid-sized business, anywhere from a neighborhood convenience store to a childcare or daycare center to a hotel, motel development to Dairy Queens, Bojangles, Popeyes restaurants to the mom and pop restaurant. It's just a gambit, and we work with area banks to provide a percentage of that credit with all of our programs that we have.
Now, the SBA, I know our listeners are pretty familiar with, but then you also mentioned EDA and USDA. How does the economic development and business lending pair up with those agencies?
Yes, well, the USDA is usually for rural areas, and that's there's a map that you go by, but if you say populations of 25,000 or less, that's usually the target for our USDA program. And it's, again, working with small businesses. The USDA has many programs, but specifically to the Economic Development Administration, or the EDA, we do a lot of grant writing for them, which helps promote business development, like water sewer development. But then specifically to the businesses is where this loan program called the Revolving Loan Fund is used. And it funds smaller projects, typically a million and under in size, and we split that loan exposure with banks or credit enhancement for them. We help reduce the risk. You know, your dentist office, your chiropractor's office, your veterinarian's office, the convenience store, any business that's looking for credit to expand and grow their job base.
And as the economy has improved over the past few years, has your activity grown?
It's very interesting because the banks are taking on a little more risk than they had coming out of the recession a few years back. And so in many cases, they're not utilizing us because we're supposed to be used when a bank loan cannot be made on its own. We've seen a predominance of the 7A program be used by banks because they have their internal loan departments. And then we still see the 504 program a lot, which was originally developed for real estate. So it's a real estate asset-based loan program, but can also be used for heavy equipment with a useful life of 10 years or more.
And so does this mean that the pool of money available to you is larger then?
Well, the SBA gets a budget every year, and so when they're not funded, we're not funded for that program, so to speak, so we all watch that. It's a zero subsidy program now, meaning it basically pays for itself through the fees that are charged. On the EDA side, basically the local governments received a grant at some time in the past, and as we lend that money out and it's paid back, we lend it out again, and that's why it's called the Revolving Loan Fund.
Well, Randy, thanks so much for stopping by our studio today.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Randy Pellicero is a senior lending officer at the Catawba Regional Council of Governments in Rock Hill, South Carolina. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.